Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
We're still here, much to the chagrin of many.
Jerry and Elma?
Well, he represents a larger group of people who are not particularly all that fond of our particular brand of humor, but you know what? We don't care. Because more people like it than don't, so, you know.
Tough nuggies.
Kiss our grits. We don't care. Now, I know people are... I feel very anchor-man-y because I'm rifling through papers that don't have anything on them over here. You know, like, you know, you shuffle papers. You know,
why did you bring them in?
Well, I might write something later on this
here piece of
paper.
Right.
I got scratch paper, like in the Quiz Bowl, which I watched over the weekend.
We'll talk about that. Quiz
Bowl. Oh, it was fantastic. Well, congrats to all the you're all champions in my book, all of you out there. But congratulations.
There can only be one winner. Sorry.
You're not first, you're last.
That's right.
All that stuff. A little more in my ears. There we go. All right. I can hear now. Going deaf. DQ is here. And for those of you who are curious, she is not wearing any affiliated shirts today. So
it's just blue.
Yeah, I know. But what's going on? Why have you done away with the school affiliation wear?
I haven't.
Probably all the death threats.
I wore
a Florida shirt on
Friday. I guess that's true.
Friday.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
And I wore my Missouri sweater on Saturday.
Okay, hear me out here. DQ wore Florida on Friday.
Yep.
Arkansas won the series.
Yep.
Maybe we don't mess with this here winning streak thing here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they lost their home winning streak, so blame DQ.
But they won the series, and that's all that matters. So that's the most important thing. I think DQ knows what she's doing. Let's just let her, let's let DQ cook. You got your Mississippi State stuff ready for this weekend?
I have stuff.
Mississippi State, I thought it was Kentucky this weekend.
It is Kentucky. It's Mississippi State next weekend.
Yeah,
okay. I also have Kentucky.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Abner quoting one of the great movies of all time, Never Give Up, Never Surrender.
Right.
Galaxy Quest.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yes.
You've never seen Galaxy
classic,
Quest?
Classic.
Sigourney Weaver.
A classic. I was watching original Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 yesterday, which I really enjoy that movie. That's a great cast, too. Walter Matthau, Jerry Stiller.
I've seen that movie.
Hector Elizondo is one of the hijackers on the trains. That's a good movie. Check it out sometime. 1970. It's 50 years old now.
Ryan and Prairie Grove, you know, you guys were, we were talking about what we did this weekend. Ryan and Prairie Grove flew a kite for the first time in his 36 years.
I saw someone flying a kite over the weekend.
You ever fly a kite?
Yes, I have.
Gotta be honest, after the takeoff, it's pretty boring.
No, you want to see how far it can go.
Well, it's you not just boring. Keep letting the string out and well, it just keeps going.
Or if like a bird will crash into it or something. I don't know. Okay. What's the end game on kite flying?
I don't know. See, that's the thing is there's no end to it. It just flies.
And then it crashes into the street and breaks. That's how
DQ, are you okay since Boomer Esiason was let go at the NFL today?
Oh, man. What a day.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Have you thought about him today?
That's too bad.
Have you thought about Boomer today?
Well, yeah, because his name is out there.
How about the game?
I knew it. I knew it. I knew he was going there. I knew it. I knew it. Yeah, he's still going to do the radio thing, but he's not going to do the NFL today.
He'll be fine.
His weekends are free. Oh, yeah, he's got plenty of dough. I'm sure he's just fine. Yeah, yeah. Got a big old house out there somewhere on Long Island. He'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, I saw somebody flying a kite on Saturday, and then it stormed, and Nobody was flying a kite anymore because it was, you know, a Ben Franklin situation out there. You got to be careful with that
Hacker
stuff.
Hacker points out the end game is when the kite meets the power line.
Yeah, that's a dangerous
end game. Well done. Thank you, Hacker.
Also, today I saw the geese. The geese have babies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Those are the army has grown.
So I want to tell you what kind of here's how great of a person I am, unlike some of these social media nitwits out there. Because if you are a social media nitwit and you see baby geese, what's the first thing you think of? Oh, let me go over there and take a picture of that.
No.
And what happens? Well, you're going to get pecked to death by mama, because they're both, I believe, both parents. Two adult geese were standing there guarding the three or four baby geese.
Could have been the babysitters.
Could have
been an aunt and an uncle.
Point is, if anybody went over there, they were going to be pissed.
Okay.
All right. So what do I do?
These are Canadian geese.
I believe so, yes.
Well, like the black heads, the tan feathers.
They were supporting Maple Leaf gear. So, yeah, I think they were.
Yeah, they're Toronto.
They're Toronto fans, yes.
Got it.
Well, because Montreal sucks. So you have two choices in life. You can go over there and, you know, do it for the gram, right? Or you can do what, you know, civil people do, which is, I'm going to leave them alone. I see them. I acknowledge them from a distance, and I'm just going to keep on about my day.
This makes you a great person?
Yes, because I'm not going over there to bother the babies.
That makes you a great person.
It's 2024, man. The bar is low.
Not going near a wild animal with babies.
Right.
Makes you a great person.
Well, because all the other people would go over there and, you know, start snapping pictures and going on TikTok and all that stuff.
Have you ever seen someone go over to a goose and start snapping pictures?
I don't know if geese are as highly photographed as, say, ducks.
Okay.
Well, because people don't like geese, really.
But there were babies, so that changes everything. People love babies.
I don't know.
I think I did the right thing. And I'm here today and I wasn't pecked to death. Okay. I didn't lose an eye.
We're having two separate conversations.
Okay, all right.
Did you do the right thing? Yes. Does it make you a great person?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes, it does. It does. So that's what happened there. Yeah. Little baby. Are they gooselings? What do you call those?
I don't know.
What do you call baby geese?
Gooselings? I don't think so.
They're not gooselings.
Baby geese?
Baby geese. Maybe that's what it is.
A gooseling.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at there. There you go. There you go.
Well, it's spelled like gosling, but I think it is pronounced gooseling.
Maybe it's gosling gooseling.
If it's just one O, then it would be a short O, and it would be gosling.
But I bet it's not pronounced
gooseling
like that.
Would have two O's.
Would it?
Jackie in Cherokee Village points out you can eat geese. I mean, you can eat anything. Question is not whether you can, it's should you.
Ryan, we can't say chicks, all right? We're not allowed to say chicks anymore. We're a couple of white guys. We can't say chicks.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
Yeah, we can't do that. Don't want to get canceled.
They're on a roll here.
Right. We're watching the classic MTV channel
here
in the studio.
They went Rich Girl, ROCK in the USA, and now we've got Canadian-born Brian Adams.
Talking about Canadian geese, we got Brian Adams on the TV. Now, is this the one where he sings in the empty swimming pool? Or is that Summer of 69?
No, that's the empty swimming pool.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, he's in. Oh, yeah, look at that. You know, they should do more music videos in empty swimming pools. I like it.
Jamie in Van Buren has confirmed it is Gosling. Patricia, now seconding the Gosling.
Oh, God. So, okay. Well, if Patricia says it, I'm going to
So you'll never
it.
Look at Ryan Gosling the same,
No,
you?
No, that's right. That's right.
Here's Graham and Prairie Grove pointing out that American geese are losing jobs to these Canadian geese freeloaders.
Hey, man, blame NAFTA. What can I tell you?
Now we've got a pronunciation here. If you never learn anything on the show, please learn it. It's Gosling, according to a texture of the 479.
Like Kate Gosling.
Right.
That had the eight children or whatever, right? Kate?
No, you're confusing... John
and Kate plus eight
with she was an octo mom.
No, that's a different lady.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
not tan mom either. That's different. No, all right. There you go. It is indeed Cuts Like a Knife, where he is Brian Adams is singing in an empty swimming pool. God, I love this stuff.
Oh, good news! Your dad is clearly busy today. He says, little known fact, wherever the goose is hatched, they will return every year to mate.
He has turned into Cliff Clavin on
us. Also, if you go towards them while they have young geese, they will come after you. Nelson, that's not what really bothers me. I found out today that even with the Mr. T starter set and the Bob Ross hair, to complete the look, You had a Camaro?
He did. I didn't even know that. I've known this man almost 42 years. I didn't know he had a Camaro. No, DQ, you'll love this. My dad went to a Razorback game before I was born in Little Rock, and he parked at the mall and walked down Markham Street, and they left the Camaro in the tape deck. They stole his hog hat from the back window. That's all they took.
From his Camaro.
Right.
Which, as my daughter will tell you, is too cheap to afford a Corvette.
Well,
somebody
he was a dirt farmer from McRae. So
somebody pointed out that our show is like watching Beavis and Butthead back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with that.
Well, which one am I?
I can tell you which one you are. All right, so we learned that it was Gosling and your dad had a Camaro.
He did, yeah. And one of those plastic hog hats that GQ hates.
We are off to a flying start. And we haven't talked about sports at all.
No. How long can we go?
Zach and Ruskin won. Y'all nothing.
That's right.
Yeah!
We'll be right back.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Well, how should we be living our life, just, Mr. Perfect?
You can do that,
yes,
but you chose
can.
Quiz Bowl. That's fine.
That's you right.
Know, whatever, as you like to say, yucks your yum is perfectly fine.
You're yucking my yum right now is
I'm
what
not,
you're doing.
I'm just,
yes, you are.
You're saying you can't watch it in the first quarter. I'm saying you can.
Well, there's nothing interesting, usually.
You can. You
watch the last 6 minutes, last 3 minutes, you'll be fine. You'll know
then
what's going on.
You don't get the whole essence of what had happened.
I love that the Clippers pissed away a 31-point lead yesterday. It's still won. That's an indictment on the Mavericks. I'm sorry. You can't do that. You can't come from 31 down and then still lose.
Seems like a big waste of resources.
It's a tremendous waste of time. Exactly. Yes. That's exactly right. And I was starting to kind of like this Maverick team a little bit, but I don't know.
It's got Kyrie Irving on it.
I know. That's what I'm surprised myself. But I've found myself, warming up to these guys,
cannot,
and then they did that.
You cannot like a team with Kyrie Irving on it. I'm sorry.
Well, just, I'm look, warming
forget,
up to them.
Forget the basketball. Forget that he is just a head case beyond belief. Uncle Drew is the reason you cannot like
him. Oh, that's a tremendous film. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
And LeBron did Space Jam 2? No.
That movie sucks.
That movie sucked.
That's a terrible film.
So I can't like either of those gentlemen. Although, tremendous talents. I cannot root for them. I will not root for them.
Try Uncle Drew again. It's a fun watch.
I did hear the Knicks are holding tryouts this afternoon because there ain't nobody left. Everybody on that team's hurting. They keep winning.
The Knicks are, they have this Philadelphia on the doorstep. Tomorrow night, they could be moving on.
Oh,
to the second
Philly's going
to
win that game. Where is that game?
It's at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, all right. Maybe not. Maybe not.
You've got, the Thunder could dispatch of the Pelicans tonight.
The team you said was going nowhere.
I did say that.
You did say
you
that.
You know what? Let's see him get to the finals.
Oh,
then, all right.
My gosh.
Let's see him go somewhere.
Just keep moving the first down.
Well, let's see him go winning the first round. I mean,
hey,
anybody
could
do
that.
You said
they weren't going anywhere.
That's hardly going anywhere.
They're going to have a tough time in the second round if Denver is the opponent.
No, they're playing the Clippers or the Mavericks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They could win that. They could win that four straight.
No, these series, and you know what? ESPN is so. Here's what's wrong with the way that they present the NBA to people. They present to people, the casual fan, there are the Warriors and the Lakers and no other team exists. Well, you are now approximately 10 hours away from both of those teams being out of the playoffs. So now what do you sell to people?
Well, and the Suns are gone.
Durant's gone.
The best series has been the Pacers and the Bucks because they're just yapping at each other the whole
time. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
That's a whole lot of fun. But we're putting the Nuggets and the Lakers on in primetime. The games suck.
Well, The problem that now ESPN is late to the dance on is we are on the verge, depending on what happens tonight in Denver, we could have a Minnesota-Denver second round. Do you know how good that is?
Well,
you know how good that
is. ESPN's problem is that the way that they present the NBA, it's what you said, is that they're going to have to cover players they haven't covered all year.
Right.
They don't know anything about. They're just going to start tossing names out. Anthony Edwards and the Nuggets are the defending world champions, but these are teams that they have not covered all year long.
Anthony Edwards,
mm-hmm.
who Kevin Durant, I believe, said is his favorite player to watch. He is, he's got a playoff sweep. He's 22 years of age.
By the way, 22. Shout out to Tom Crean for going 5-13 with him on your team in the league.
I know, right?
Congratulations, Tom Crean.
Right, yeah.
Like tonight, I
don't think Anthony Edwards was the problem down there.
No,
in
Anthony Edwards was certainly not the problem. And he was a projected number one pick the whole time. But that Boston-Miami series, I'm tired of those two teams. I'm getting Heat and Celtics fatigue.
Yeah.
I love watching Oklahoma City. I'd love to see the Pels come back and at least make it interesting. And I would love for the Nuggets to get rid of LeBron and Anthony Davis. Make me happy.
Yeah.
And did you watch any of the Orlando game on Saturday?
No.
What'd they do? Orlando is pesky.
At home. Now they got to go back to Cleveland,
and
right?
Anthony Black is not playing at all. I think he got 7 minutes in game two.
It's 2-2.
But they are tough.
They got to go back to Cleveland for game five tomorrow night.
I don't like that they got rid of the O-Rena because that just flows off the tongue. Magic are tough at the O-Rena. You know what? It was originally called the O-Rena. I'm going to call it the O-Rena.
They got the parquet floor back.
It's
terrific. You might as well call it that.
They're fun to watch. They can't shoot a lick, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, you get the nightcap with Indiana and Milwaukee. That'll be fun.
Closeout game.
Man. After that game one, you were like, I don't know, but Halliburton and
I'm now rooting for the Pacers. I've changed
Pacers
my allegiance.
They are a very fun team to watch.
I don't like this Bucks team. I don't like them at all.
Wait a
minute. I don't like Bob.
Whoa. That's your team.
I don't like them.
That's your team.
I'm out.
You can't jump.
I'm out.
Whose bandwagon you jumping on? The team that beat them?
No. I could see myself being a T-Wolves fan. I'll be a T-Wolves fan.
Yeah, for another week and a half till Denver
that's all
runs
I need.
Them out of the building.
That's right. That's all I need.
Yeah.
I could jump on the Thunder. Thunder got the coach of the year. That guy won coach of the year
yesterday. A week and a half ago, you said they weren't going anywhere.
Well, let's see. Let's see if they get to the finals. Let's see if they get to the finals. That should be the expectation if you're the one seed, right? I mean, we're not here to just have a tea party and have a good time. We want to go to the finals. Come on. Oklahoma City. By the way, Durant hasn't won bleep without Steph Curry and Draymond Green and those guys. Just saying. Not a thing.
All
not a thing.
All the stuff is starting to come out about the Suns. Who's their owner?
Ishbia?
Yeah.
I mean, he has no idea what he's doing.
Like somebody, there was somebody, an anonymous source quoted in the front office saying it's Looney Tunes around there.
Yeah.
That he doesn't know what he's doing. He's too involved in this stuff.
They gave $160 million to a guy who scored nine points in a closeout game.
He plays 2K with his team, and he just puts together a bunch of names. Just because you got the money doesn't mean you should spend it that way. Apparently, Frank Vogel, their coach, wanted to add a point guard. They don't have an actual point guard on the team. But he decided that would take the ball out of the hands of his stars.
Right. That's true.
Bradley Beal came out and said, you know, I've never been swept in my career. I'll be damned if I'm going to be swept.
Whoops.
Well, Bradley Beal, welcome to getting swept.
And he got 9 points.
Yeah, he sucks. And he's
9 points.
They gave him 160 over the next 3 years, and he has declined or waived his the no trade. He's not going anywhere.
But the best part about the clown show that is the Phoenix Suns, and why I love that Kevin Durant has his wagon hitched to this, it just makes me laugh. They don't have a one in the draft.
Till 30.
2030.
30?
30. They've gone all in on this team that just lost four in a row to Minnesota.
I mean, that's not Kevin Durant's fault.
They have terrible management.
He doesn't try to be the GM or anything like that. But in a way, I feel bad for Kevin Durant because he's a generational talent that is going to go down as simply one of those freak players and not an all-time great. We're not going to, you know, in this era of basketball, you're going to say, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-so. Oh, and then there was Kevin Durant. I mean, it's Steph, it's LeBron. You can name all of the guys with multiple titles, and then Kevin Durant, who probably in a one-on-one game would beat anybody. But he's gotten tied up in some situations where, man, without you know, Steph and Clay and Draymond, it didn't work. He's not a leader. He's Scottie Pippen, and there's nothing wrong with that. Pippen's one of the greatest players to ever play the sport. It's okay being that number two if you've got a very, very strong number one, and he does not have that. The one time he did, they won a title.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, he tried to, they tried to do the big three in Brooklyn, and that died with a four-game sweep.
What I love about modern media is I don't consume a lot of the Disney pregame shows when it comes to this because I just can't stomach some of the stuff that they do. Stephen A. was on this morning talking about how Devin Booker, who was a guard with the Suns, wants
he had 49 in that game.
He wants to play in New York. Mm. But then he goes, well, I haven't actually talked to him, but I know he wants to play in New York.
Well, he could have heard it from other people, you know. I mean,
okay.
Running similar circles.
Before you say something that is going to create waves like that, you should at least maybe kind of sort of check it out. Here's the thing. Yeah. The Knicks don't need him.
No, the Knicks are...
The Knicks are fine. The
Knicks are doing fine.
Jalen Brunson's a man. I feel bad for Embiid. I know he's battling some stuff. But it was...
He's got the Bell's palsy, apparently.
It was Brunson versus everybody yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
What do you have, 47? Something like that? So I know it was...
Knicks playoff record.
When you pass,
47.
When you pass Bernard King, who is an all-time Knicks great.
Right.
You pass Bernard King in anything... You're doing something.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, Mac and Bonus says Durant is the most overhyped guy in the league. I disagree. He is a terrific player. His numbers back up everything. The thing he has struggled with is getting to the finals. Finals are what separate titles is what separates the great players. You know, LeBron is going to go down as a better player than Durant because he's got more titles. Period. Right. Jordan's a better player than LeBron because he's got more titles. Jordan's better than Steph. Name it. You know, you get into that Bill Russell, Jordan thing, you can have those discussions all day long. Durant just doesn't have the hardware.
No.
He is a phenomenal talent. He's also getting old. Yeah. And he looks old. Anthony Edwards, I mean, I don't know if you saw the dunk, but Anthony Edwards went right up over him.
He's 22.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're the T-Wolves, you look, we all laughed. I mean, anybody who watches the NBA laughed when Rudy Gobert got traded out of Utah to Minnesota. Like, oh, Utah robbed them.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert's the reason they're in the position they're in.
Right. And Utah's nowhere to be found.
I mean,
they're in the lottery.
Anthony Edwards is great. Cat's great. All of those guys play part. But Rudy Gobert is like the anchor of everything they do defensively. And man, they made Phoenix look silly, like a grade school team.
Well, there is a one concern for the Timberwolves, an injury concern. Their coach got his meniscus torn yesterday late in the game. The coach got rolled up on Finch, and he's got his torn up knee. That's crazy.
Hog Mafia says that Kevin Durant is Dan Marino. D- Dan, what happened to Dan Marino? Dan Marino had shots. He made it to the AFC title game a bunch of times. That was an organizational thing. Kevin Durant is Jeff George. Supremely talented. Just is his own worst enemy.
Yeah. Yep.
Just his own worst enemy.
Yeah. For sure. And they're out now. They're the first ones to go. And there it is. And we'll see. There's a... A couple more closeouts possibly tonight. You could have the Thunder sweep the Pelicans, and the Nuggets are on their home floor, and they could get rid of the Lakers and do us all a great service and get rid of the Lakers. Because again, like if you just watch ESPN, you think, well, the Lakers and Warriors and there's no, and maybe the Celtics and there's nobody else in the league. Well, there actually are.
Well,
really good
but that's
teams.
The way, and that's the way, you know, and it'll be funny next year. Like ESPN will market it. This is the David Stern thing, is make them stars before they're actually stars. Anthony Edwards is growing up right in front of our eyes. Now, we said this 2 years ago about, you know, before Ja started having all his problems when the Grizzlies pushed the Warriors in their title run. You know, careful, be cautious, but, man, the Wolves are a lot of fun to watch. But they're going to run into the Nuggets, and there's nothing you're going to do with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in the middle. There's nothing you can do with him. They don't have a player that can handle him. Gobert will give it a shot, but man, Jokic is just a freak. Then you add in Murray and Porter and that whole group. It's not going to make a difference.
All right. I don't know. I think they can do it. My beloved Timberwolves for all of 10 minutes now. I think they can do it. All right, 14 after the hour here. Ruskin and Zach, 866-285-4005 to get on the McClarty Daniel hotline.
Jazz is right. You know, in hindsight, it's funny the Suns thought Chris Paul was the reason they weren't getting there. As it turns out.
No. And he's with the Thunder now? Where's he at?
He's with the Warriors.
Warriors. Oh, whoops.
Well, he went there chasing a ring, and he caught the Warriors about 2 years too late.
Yeah, that's done with. Yeah, and now you could have well, like the Nuggets are like on center stage, and now you can see another team maybe.
Text around the 479, clearly a Wolves fan. Talking like that Denver series is over. Oh, son, it's over. It's over.
Double digits?
You're going to 52-80 tonight.
Double digits?
LeBron ain't a hustler anyway. He's going to struggle up there. That game is over. They still playing at McNichols?
No.
They should be.
Playing Ball Arena.
They should play at McNichols.
Yeah. The other thing that happened, you know, this weekend is I'm trying to come up with, I think, well, it could happen in basketball or football, but you had a team yesterday in a playoff game, and we'll get to Hockey Corner and elaborate on this, but in the matter of 64 seconds, a team tied a game and then won it in the Nashville-Vancouver game.
That's hockey, Susan.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
That's hockey. That's hockey.
But the way that we got there, Nashville missed an empty net goal that would have put them up two, and it hit the pipe, and then Vancouver goes down and scores. I mean, it was just, you can't believe this stuff happens. You got to finish them. You got to finish the game. It's what you got to do.
Hey, you know who played at McNichols? The Colorado Avalanche.
They did. Joe Sakic.
Lee got the McNichols reference. Thank you.
Joe Sakic played there. That's right.
I could do that.
They won the cup.
I could.
Patrick Waugh.
I could spend most of the day going through old arenas.
Dikembe Mutombo.
They played at the Omni with Atlanta at the end of his career.
Yeah, but he was with Denver,
Come
too.
Come on, try me again.
The Omni. I went to the Omni.
I've been to the Omni.
Love the Omni.
That's not still there,
no,
is it?
No, it's gone. Okay,
long gone.
No, that's where right. The Phillips Arena is now, I believe.
See,
yeah.
Back when arenas had, like, character.
Yeah, they're all soulless buildings now.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're all they are. That's right. All right. I know. Reunion Arena.
Of course, down in Dallas.
Yes. Barnhill South.
I saw Whitesnake at Reunion Arena.
You know, the other thing we haven't talked about too much is how in the hell, if you're Philadelphia, do you sell like 15,000 tickets to Knicks fans? What are you doing?
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, Derek, but it's very difficult sometimes to tell the difference between a New Yorker and a Philadelphian. That's the same, you know, level of Cro-Magnon we're dealing with. Sometimes, you know, It's tough. They pull the hoodie up over the Jalen Brunson jersey. And it's hard to tell.
You know, Brunson scores and one late in that game. It sounded like Madison Square Garden. It was crazy.
There was a guy yesterday. And the thing, like, Dawn Staley's there. Dr. J's there. AI's there.
Yeah.
Right? Philadelphia royalty is there.
Yes.
Sitting two rows behind them is this guy, and he is New York through and through. He's got one of those Tam O'Shanter hats on. Mm-hmm. He's got a hoodie and a Carmelo Anthony jersey on.
Oh, boy, wow.
I mean, could not reek of New York more than he but did.
I have to imagine the Brunson jersey is the go-to jersey now, right? Like, you're not keeping the Carmelo or the Ewing.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of
John Starks.
Starks was there. He was sitting courtside yesterday.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
But I'm seeing a lot of Bernard King jerseys. I'm seeing a lot of Albert King jerseys, which is funny.
You got to get a Brunson jersey. I mean, this guy got 47.
Here's the thing. You can't get a jersey of an active player. You got to get one from the past.
Oh, I see. Because they'll leave.
Yeah,
that's true. All right. We'll just get one with your
Willis
name on
Reed.
It.
No, absolutely not. You get Willis Reed, you get Bernard King. If you're going Knicks, that's what you get. I'd get Greg Anthony.
Could the Rangers and the Knicks both make the finals in the same year again? Like 94?
The earth would just open up.
Could that happen again? Could that happen again? I guess
Lee,
it could.
Lee asks, isn't Philly like 100 miles from New York? Yes, but it's a whole other world going down there.
But you can't sell tickets to Knicks fans. Like, this would never happen here. Say what you want, but they would never let, you know, Razorback Stadium be overrun by Texas fans in November for that game. Where it sounds like a Texas home game. Not going to happen.
We're going to find out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today, for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Gonna happen.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
All righty. Well, it's Monday. It's time to visit with our friend Clay Henry, the Hall of Famer, and hitthatline.com contributor, and just all around a good guy to know, Clay Henry. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing all right. Yep, kind of battling a sinus infection, but I'm going to make it.
Well, you're playing hurt today.
I got a just got a shot in the hip, and they got some antibiotics coming. We'll be fine.
That's good stuff. That shot in the hip works, I'm telling you.
Open job.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's steroids, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
A little bit of antibiotics. Yeah. It's kind of a little cocktail.
Like dead center in the hip, front, or the back?
I don't strain my neck to watch
her. Well, I mean, you should know where they stuck you.
Yeah, I mean, they do a nice job. They never hurt me.
Hmm. Yeah, it's good. They start talking to you while they do it, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's over. Yeah. It's pretty good.
You go, one, two, and they've already given you the
jab
shot.
They jab you at 1.5.
Yeah, see, when you're a kid, that doesn't work, but when you're an adult, you kind of appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, well, as an adult, it's like, just get it over with. It. You're paying for it.
That's right, yeah.
You might as well get
somebody's
it over
paying
with.
For it. Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's Medicare, man. I don't pay nothing.
That's exactly right. Yes, absolutely.
How old do you have to be to get Medicare? Asking for a friend.
I don't know, but I'm old enough.
Well, you're 1 year closer, young. Zach,
yeah,
today.
I am.
Zach's birthday
today. Is
this
today. To your birthday?
Yeah.
So, I mean, DQ worked on her birthday. You're working on your birthday. Does Ruskin work on his birthday? Because I don't think he does.
Yeah, it's on a Friday this year, so I will
so
be.
So no, that's a no.
Well, I've got a ball game, but yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. Well.
They play Tennessee the next day in football on the 5th. So
62
we're holding weekend. You to that.
62 is the age.
62?
Medicare, yes.
Yeah. So you still
got to hang in there for a little while longer.
Still got to hang out of here every day for a little while longer, I guess.
Dudley used to tell me, he said, it's my birthday, so I'm off next Thursday. I said, what are you talking about? I mean, I don't work on my birthday. I said, yeah, you do. Now, I mean, he can get something done early, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, it's my daughter's birthday. I need that day off. I was like, wait a minute. So I'm sure he took it off. It's like, we didn't really, you know, we worked way too many days, 30 years or whatever it is we did together. I mean, we were working 9 days in a week.
Yeah. Especially in the fall, right? Like, that was brutal.
There weren't any days off.
Yeah.
You know, once you kind of hit August. I think I had somebody, it wasn't Dudley, you know, ask for a week of vacation in the fall, and I started laughing.
Nobody gets off during the fall. I mean, August 1
But that's an open date, and I said, you're looking at the guy that gets off the open date.
August 1 to July 1, nobody gets off. It's and you can only take vacation the last 3 weeks in July.
I usually do. I always take my vacation, and I started doing it and didn't realize it. The same as the SEC media days.
Oh darn!
And I'd go out to Colorado and, you know, get up in those high mountains where it's cool and get little bits of information early on. You know, like the SEC media day. I finally was like, man, you just got to turn your phone off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The only way to do it. Yep. All right. Well, we appreciate you playing hurt here today, Clay.
I'm not hurt, but I need to get better. Yeah.
Okay.
My voice probably sound. You can tell, can't you?
It's a little raspier than normal, but it's good. We can work with
this. I've been taking honey, doing some things. That,
you know, wow.
Is that called holistic remedies?
DQ, you're our holistic medicine person. is that called
a tablespoon of honey a day?
I think it'd count. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That works.
Yeah, allergies and stuff like that. You better get honey from your area. Cannot be like sold at Walmart. You know, like in the store.
Why?
So like farmers market honey then.
it's got to be from the bees here.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it does.
Oh, Arkansas honey, Zach. Come on. If there's
Baxter
any other
County
kind.
Honey, it better be where you're living.
Okay.
So I have to get.
You got to get Washington County honey, Zach. That's what you
do. Do we have Washington County honey?
Benton County.
Somebody does.
Well, I'm from Washington County. I live in Springdale.
Okay, get the local honey.
Yeah, you got to find some Springdale honey.
Not the local honey.
Springdale bees. That's right.
Huh.
Chris at Nashville, Clay, says he's got a mason jar full of something that'll clear that voice right up for you if you're interested in that.
It ends in lightning.
Yeah.
I got all that stuff. Somebody brought me some good stuff the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a replay official. Believe, get this.
No, now I believe. No, that I absolutely believe.
The SEC's, he's retired now, Gerald Hodges, and he did the SEC championship game replay many times, And then he was back judge for one of the best crews. Now, he's worked all the bowl games as a back judge. And he was on the same crew with Mike New. You know, an Arkansas SEC ref. But he comes and fishes with Christopher every year, my son-in-law. And we always have a dinner. And he brought me some Henry McKenna 15 bourbon.
Wow.
I think it's the good stuff, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the good stuff. Yeah, you'll be just fine. That'll clear you up. I mean, you won't care if you don't have
a
voice.
One of my buddies who's kind of a bourbon snob, he goes, man, that's some scarce stuff there. I've never heard the word scarce, but that's kind of what they talk about, you know, the Pappy and that stuff.
Scarce is a good word.
Pappy Van Winkle, for those that don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, anybody can say rare, but scarce.
That's a good word.
It's a very good word.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
SEC wins for the football team. Scarce.
Nah,
scarce.
All right.
I know what you're gonna use, how you're going to use that. You guys are diabolical.
No.
Whoa.
Another word.
That's also a good word, diabolical.
It is a good word, yeah.
Try and use that one in a sentence.
What does that mean? I mean, I know what people think they know what it means, but what is it? I wonder what it actually means.
I'm looking it up. DQ, this is really a question for you.
That's the word that, you know, the soccer announcers use when they think there's been a bad call.
Yes, yes, diabolical.
A diabolical call, yes. It is a characteristic of the devil.
Okay.
Or so evil as to be suggestive of the devil. That's a diabolical.
Y'all are diabolical.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm not going to argue that. DQ, somebody on the text line wants to know which farmer's market are we getting our local honey from? Is it Fayetteville?
Want the Fayetteville.
Why?
They had a
fire. They had a fire at the library with the bees.
It threw on the roof.
So?
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay. Maybe that's the really good stuff.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's scarce.
I tried to find this weekend a Bentonville Farmers Market T-shirt. There was a guy selling them there, but I couldn't find one, you know, in 6X that I need, more or less. So I couldn't find one that – couldn't find a tent to wear.
Hippie freaks don't get fat.
But
like
then
the
I was going to buy one for a DQ, but I didn't. So
Need to get her a souvenir from the Bentonville
Farmers
Market.
I'm working on that. Yeah.
Here's a good thought. So they weighed me. You go to the doctor, they weigh you.
Mm-hmm.
My weight's exactly the same as it was 7 years ago when we moved here.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
First time you've been weighed since you've been up there?
No, I mean, it's been consistent all these years.
That's good.
Now, when I get ready to go, like, on an elk hunt, and I'll get after it and start exercising, I'll get down to 216. I think that's the lowest I've been. But it just kind of, what did Hank Stram say? It kind of matriculates back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Zach goes through this. He'll give up soda for a couple days, and he'll be irritable, and then
I found out I'm a lot happier when I'm all caffeinated.
So are we.
Yeah.
So what's your go-to
right now?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Straight Clay. Mountain Dew, man.
No. I need Mountain Dew has no effect on me anymore.
Boy, Mountain Dew that was the wild stuff for me back in the day.
I'm on a Red Bull kick lately, and then we just use Dr. Pepper just to maintain.
Oh, I see.
So, I think when I was 22, right after college, I was a sports editor of the Log Cabin Democrat, and you have to be at work at 6.
Ugh.
And there's a convenience store maybe 2 blocks away, and I'd stop in the morning. Never got up in time to fix breakfast. You know, I mean, you're just 6 o'clock. You get up at 5:30, throw your stuff on. I live 3 blocks from there, and from the office, and I would stop and get a triple pack of Twinkies.
Ooh.
And the big size of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That was back in the day when you could do that stuff.
Now I drink coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coffee. How do you take your coffee, Clint?
Black.
Okay.
Really?
All right. Wow.
Nothing in it?
Unleaded.
Nothing. Okay. Nothing.
That's good. All right. So I imagine you got to see some of the baseball this weekend with Arkansas.
You know, I really enjoyed it, but 7 hours on Saturday, that was too much.
It's a lie,
isn't
it?
That was an overload. You know, I was like, I'm ready for this to get over.
And we're just watching. Imagine, like, playing or coaching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I'm in my recliner. I didn't feel good. That was kind of my worst day. I'm actually better today, but I'd already made the decision to go in. But I just kind of laid with like a little blanket on my legs and watched and watched and watched and watched. But I got to say, I've seen players practice, the fake catch that Peyton Holt pulled off. And I've also seen they do it a lot of times. Like, there's a runner on first and there's a soft liner, and they'll hold their glove up like they've got it, and it's going to fall in front of them, and they already know that. And the runner stops at second. So that works a lot of the time. The runner's running from first to second, and he can't tell if the guy's going to catch it or not, and he acts like he's going to catch it, and, it falls like 10 yards in front of him, and he holds up at second. So that, that works. But I haven't seen this play ever work. I've seen it tried. I've also seen it practiced, like in the fall. They're doing all kinds of fun stuff. That's one of them.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable.
It's on the base runner.
Have y'all seen the replay of the batter?
I mean, the base runner fell asleep. I mean, is basically what happened. A baseball player, the runner has to know where the ball is and where it's going.
He got confused.
Exactly. Yeah. And, brilliant play. I mean, no fault. I mean, it was brilliant, but the issue with it starts with the base runner just going, what?
You got to find the ball. You can't turn and find the fielder. If you find the ball, that does not happen because you're watching the ball in. He did not find the ball, and neither did the third base coach that I can tell. But the great replay is the batter, and he's running towards first base. He knows he's made an out, but he's happy he's going to get an RBI, right? Huh. And just before first base, he realizes, he went to his knees and put his hands on his head like, what a dummy I've got over there.
You know what I did?
And then O'Sullivan looks like somebody stole his puppy.
The look on his face is priceless. Yeah,
well, his reaction
lip stuck
is,
out.
I can't believe we fell for that.
That's right. Yeah. Yes,
he fell for the banana in the tailpipe trick again, and you can't do that.
No question.
You know what? This is nitpicking, and this is like, but if they had to play two on Saturday, and that third game was a deciding game, I hate the doubleheader part of it.
Well, so it hurts you. It might have hurt Florida too. I don't really know their pitching, the way it was set up, but you got Molina's out, so you might want. There's probably a couple of guys that pitch Friday that you might want to bring back in Game Three on Sunday. Gackle's one of them, and you really can't do that to him. The next day, but hey, But it still comes down to throwing strikes. College baseball, that's what it always is. And when Cody Frank walked the guy ahead of Caglione, then he got a pitch with bases loaded. Now, Dave said it after the game. He said, I thought about walking in a run. That's better than a grand slam.
Heck,
and he's going to hit a grand slam in that situation. You just felt it in your bones, didn't you?
It's just been just kind of – they've been dodging that issue all day. Yeah, they've been intentionally walking him, and, he gets a chance, and he did not miss, that's for sure.
Well, it was really sad because it's a heck of a pitch, and he's on his front foot and flicks his bat out there. It's like it goes 400-something feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clay, Donnie wants to know on the McLarty Daniel hotline, does the deke from Holt in left field get us back to even for the fake fair catch against North Texas?
North Texas thing, yeah.
I don't think you can compare the two.
Trick play for trick play.
Yeah, I get it. But, hey, this is done in a meaningful situation. That team was toast from the get-go, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
They only had 30%.
Donnie, I think,
we didn't know it then.
Well, they only had 30% of the offense in. Clay, we didn't give them the whole year.
I'm telling you, I go to Colorado State. I guess it's the week before, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And it's fourth and inches at midfield, and they punt.
Yep.
And they're like, this isn't going to work. It ain't going to work. I mean, you rush for 360 yards to that point or whatever it was, and you got two running backs that are gashing them, and you're not going to hand it off. I mean, as soon as you saw it's fourth and inches, it's right at your feet. That's where Chad Morris was, is right on the sideline. It's at the 47-yard line. You see he's 6 inches, and you just say, run the play you've been running for three quarters. It's going to work.
Yeah.
And I from that point on, I was like, well, they're not going to have, they don't have it. Yeah. We don't really want to talk about that.
No, it's a shame to bring up such nasty times during such good times when you're talking
but
about
that. If they had made the first down, it would have only postponed the inevitable. It did work
well,
out.
But
okay.
I mean, it's just a sign of that they can't, that they're not going to be able to do anything. They can't do that. An SEC team play, you just line up and hammer them. Anyway,
Clay,
and
you know how generally here in the next week or so, Dave kind of zeroes in on a lineup and it doesn't change all that much going through the playoffs. I kind of think this year he's still going to kind of mix and match all the way through.
They're platooning, and he usually doesn't do that. And I think that he's got a deeper roster. You know, he can go left, right. And the same thing with pitching. I mean, it's like he doesn't mind going six. You realize that they're – and this is a sign how deep their pitching is, and it's why they're in such a good shape, RPI. They're undefeated in midweek games for the first time since 2005. You know, they've got two with Missouri State. They're better than Missouri State this year. But they've got midweek pitching that these guys can't hit.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I mean, midweek teams, they don't – hey, I think it's 18 games they've held teams to zero or one. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
And they're going to need it this weekend.
It's not like the ball and the bats are live.
They're going to need it this weekend. Kentucky's pretty good. I was looking at –
Oh, no, they will.
I was looking
at – Kentucky is kind of – they've had it handed to them the last two weekends. Lost two of three both. And they've dropped in the polls. But they're really good. What's going to be interesting is they like to run. Now, they hit home runs, but they're going to run. And I wonder if – I mean, Parker Rowland is their best guy – in that situation, if maybe he plays two out of three, because you don't run on him. I mean, he is just lights out.
But the issue there is, he's offensively not having the year he would have liked at the plate, you know?
Well, who is?
Well, I mean, I don't
know. I mean, they're all three catchers are like, under 230. Hudson White is, I mean, but Helfrich has had two really big home runs, won two games.
Yeah.
Two SEC games. And he is the star of the future. He's a McCann. I mean, he's going to play in the bigs. I mean, his swing is just dead solid perfect. And he can do all the things catcher. I mean, he's just learning. But Rowland is better at blocking. He's better at throwing. Better at working with the pitchers. He's just, he's called games a lot more than these other two guys. So, at some point, you just say, man, we're going with the best defensive catcher.
Yeah.
And he hit in the fall. I mean, he hit in a big way. But he's left-handed bat, and the other two are right-handed.
Yeah. We're talking with Clay Henry here, your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. Yeah, this is, whoever wins this, it's something. You put it out on the wall. You win a division. You win a league regular season title. It means something. But whoever it is going to earn it, because Arkansas plays Kentucky and vice versa. So those are two top teams. And then A&M plays Arkansas. And those are, two of the top teams in the SEC West. So it's going to be settled on the field.
Both of those series on the road.
For Arkansas,
yeah,
that's
for
right.
Arkansas,
yeah,
both on the road.
Yeah, Kentucky's in the East. And I will say Mississippi State has played solid baseball. They're not a pushover. But if you got Hagan Smith and Gabe Gackle, for game one, man, that ought to be three wins. And I just don't see even Texas A&M scoring a lot of runs against him.
Yeah. No, that's a very Well, that's why we've seen teams, Clay, that are kind of more or less kind of surrendering game one. They're like, well, we'll get
pitching off. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing. Is there, with Gackle, can you remember a freshman that's kind of done something like this?
Hagan Smith.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
You concerned
Nick Smith. Nick Smith was dynamite as a true freshman.
Are you concerned at all about Hagan Smith's postseason? He's not been great. I go back to
Hagan Smith.
Yeah, what was his last start? He gave up what, 8
in one of the TCU games? He gave up 8. Yeah.
Oh no. Well, so I think that was just a an off day.
All right.
They have gone easy on him all year to make sure that he's not on fumes at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a bunch of 5-inning, 6-inning, they've got a couple of scratch hits. That's it. And Dave goes and gets him, and you can just see why. I mean, why at 70 pitches? Why at 80 pitches? Why can't I go 100? Because
playing the long
they
game.
Want it to be. Yeah, and I also think that this team is really made for Omaha. It is just a cavernous place. The wind blows in that time of year, most of the cases, and they're going to be low-scoring games. Mm-hmm. They're built for low-scoring games. We know that. They're heavy in pitching. They spend a lot of scholarship NIL money on pitching, and that's what does well at Omaha. Now, they got to get to Omaha. I think they'll be at home for 2 series, don't y'all?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a foregone conclusion that they'll be one of the top 8 teams in the NCAA draw, which is maybe a month
from
today.
Your RPI is not going to change much,
right?
You don't get penalized much, when you play at Kentucky and at Texas A&M. And they'll probably win some of those games. Whether they win the series, that's how you end up being the number one seed overall. If you go do that. I mean, that's laying in front of them to be the number one. We don't really want them to be the number one seed, though, right? Number two seed.
No, haven't won the number one. Hasn't won since 1999. Is that right?
Right. First year in this format.
I hate that stat, but when it.
Well, but you could say, well, maybe the number one seed's due.
That's the other thing is, 20 something years is more than a trend.
If you're a competitive person, you look at that and you're like, well, why don't we be the first to do it then? That's the approach when you see something like that.
Look, I like the way you think.
If it's all locked up, let Texas A&M run away with it. Hey, boys, be number one. That's fine.
That's what you
have at it, boys. Good luck.
Yeah. Give it to Wake Forest. Who cares? I mean, I don't know. But anyway, it's going to be this weekend's going to be really interesting. Kentucky. I mean, the next 2 days are interesting. Missouri State, this is a big deal to Missouri State to come down here, right? Like, this is a, I don't know. Gutton's been there forever, and
this is his swan song this weekend.
Oh, this week, huh?
Yeah, he's retiring.
Oh wow! So this is his last trip to Bomb Walker. Mm. Well, he'd love to get a win here. Then, I mean, come on. I mean, that's they got him in that super regional. What was that? 2015, I think it was. Maybe they beat him in a super here. One of those. They wore those camouflage uniforms that were they were rough on the eyes.
Those were one run games, 3-2. Yep. It's like. That was back in the days where the baseballs didn't go anywhere and the bats were dead.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. All that experimenting in the 2010s where they couldn't get the equipment right.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
866-285-4005. Clay Henry joining us this hour. Glad to have you with us as well. Let's see if we got anything in here. Here's a question. Clay, a question for you from Adam in Hot Springs here. Do you think if DVH throws McIntyre as a midweek ace, it would help get him back to his early season success?
you know, it's that's a thing you, that Dave does a lot of times. So he's going to start Gage Wood tomorrow night. And I'm sure that he hasn't been quite as sharp as they want him to be, so they want to get him some work. So, I mean, as far as McIntyre, he likes to pitch in midweek, so they could do that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good we'll see if that pops up. Of course, you know, if you I don't imagine they'd use him tomorrow, but if you use him Wednesday, then maybe you'd have to wait till later in the weekend to use him at Kentucky.
McIntyre. Yeah. I mean, I think 2 or 3 days, that's what he wants. He'll pitch Friday and then pitch again Sunday if he needs to. But I think what they'd like to do is get Hagen 7 and then let Gackle get the last 6 outs. I mean, that's they're fine with that.
Yeah. It looks like they've announced if people are interested, Gage Wood tomorrow starting.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's right. TBA on Wednesday, according to the notes here. But anyway,
just want to make sure you're listening.
Sometimes I am. Huh? Sometimes I am. so let's see.
All right. Got to have a test.
64 degrees on the cicadas. Yeah.
64! Well,
have you kind of started looking at the nighttime temperatures, the low? You start getting the lows at night that are 62, 63, 64, then you're going to get there. So it could be deafening by this come weekend at night. You can hear them.
Awesome.
I'll tape it and send you.
Is this going to bother dogs? Because
it can bother everybody. Oh, yeah.
Great. Fantastic.
All right, NyQuil it is.
That's right.
Fabulous.
Everybody, NyQuil all around.
NyQuil. Something we'll see all the 4029 folks out there. There's been a run on NyQuil. We're
that's
not sure
right.
why.
That's right. Something's going on.
You guys have got, the storms and everything last night that were rolling all across Missouri. So we watched Springfield TV, mm-hmm. and there was a young weather lady. I don't what was her name? I can't think of it.
What but channel were you on?
Well, it's all the same. You know, all three of them use the same weather people.
Really?
Those channels. It's all Nexstar, yeah, I think.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. KY3.
All right.
And Ron Hurst is their ace. You know, he's like their Darby.
Yeah.
And or maybe they're Dan Scott. Dan's the ace, right? Is Dan the ace?
Darby's the
they're
ace.
Both aces of their respective are, yeah. stations, yeah.
And Garrett Lewis, you know, he could be your ace, too. But that – Ron Hurst is their ace, and he's kind of in the wings, and this younger weather expert, meteorologist, my mouse won't work. Somebody's going to hear about this tomorrow. It was hilarious.
There's nothing better than an on-air meltdown.
Well, blame the equipment.
Yep,
yes,
absolutely.
I can't zero in on this with this mouse. And so Ron stepped in, and you know, like, I mean, he's. He was like a Marine, he, you know, nimble on his feet, adjust. You know, it's like he didn't need the mouse.
Yeah, just took right
over.
There
was tornadoes by Alpena. I mean, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, it was a rough night. There were some in south of Fort Smith, also that they were watching here.
You know, we lived 14 years in Tulsa, so we got a little numb to all that. But it's man, it is no fun.
Yeah. All right, you ready to do the polls there, Zach? All right,
I'm sorry.
No, it's
delayed
good.
The inevitable.
It's all good. All right, take it away. There,
your Ruskin and Zach X polls brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale. 479-225-8809 for all of your heat and air needs. Clay, are we allowed to spit in public? Is that acceptable or not?
No, you shouldn't do that.
61.1% of Arkansans said yes. When you see a minivan pulled over on the side of the road, what is the most likely cause for the stop? Is it mechanical trouble or a kid had to pee?
I've always thought it's changing diapers.
Okay, we'll put that under the umbrella of kid has to
pee.
But
that's the same. I mean, mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing. 82.6% of you said a kid has to pee. Clay, do you buy your clothes an extra size larger just in case?
Absolutely,
51.7%
yes.
of you said no. Clay, should all words...
I found some long underwear at... at Walmart, some Wrangler long underwear, you know, like, you know, it's you know, a mid-layer on sale for $7. I got it in 2XL, which is, you know, way too big, but that's, I don't want it to be tight.
Clay, it's always easier to gain weight than it is to lose it.
Amen to that.
It's easier to get to 300 than to get to 200. Should all words be spelled phonetically?
They should.
72.3% of you said yes. Let's see here. This will be a good one. Clay, do you bite or lick an ice cream cone?
Both. But it's usually I start off licking it, and then I can't stand it. I got to bite it.
51.8% of you said you lick an ice cream cone. Let's see here. Can't ask you that one.
Why can't you ask it?
No, I don't want to hear about it later. Let's see here. Given your choice of a life partner, would you rather have a human or a dog?
Well,
aren't they both sitting in a room with you, like Gene Ann and
choose
the dog?
Carefully.
The lab is laying right here. Gene Ann is in the other room.
Uh huh.
Okay.
So I would say I would rather have a spouse.
Okay. 55.7% of you said human. Let's see here. This is a good one. If your mother tells you to sit up and your father tells you to sit down, who are you listening to?
I think you're gonna get the belt from your dad and a backhand from your mom. So you better try to do both.
Got to pick one, mom or dad.
I did what my mom told me.
Yeah, 63.7% of you said mom. Let's see here.
I got a story. My little brother is 7 at the time, and we got minute steaks. That's all you get is one little minute. Y'all don't even remember minute steaks. Y'all have never had minute steaks.
Heard of minute steaks before?
DQ, have you ever heard of a minute steak?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's like a little piece of meat that's just been pounded into submission. It's just like, you know, it's tenderized, whatever. You get a minute steak, you get a little bit of mashed potatoes, a little bit of gravy. And my 7-year-old brother said, "This is crap." My mother caught him with the backhand and lifted him right out of the chair, and he's sitting on the floor, and we're going, "Okay, I get the minute steak, and we're, somebody else is going to get his." For a long time, every bite, "This is so good. This is so good." He learned.
All right, Clay, which way do you tilt your head when eating a taco, to the right or to the left?
To the right.
Okay. See, that we were trying to figure it out earlier today, which way. 55.5% of respondents said they tilt to the left. Clay, have you ever done something that would prevent you from running for political office?
More than once.
51% of you said no.
Without missing a beat there.
Clay, is it about time the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves a medicine with positive side effects?
Yeah, I don't think they can do it, though.
Called weed. 95.8% of you said yes. If you have a smartphone, smart TV, smart fridge, and a smart thermostat, are you the dumbest appliance in your home?
I think there's no doubt, yes.
84.1% of you said yes. And I saw this as a punishment for a fantasy football league. If you had to take the ACT today, could you score a 19?
I don't think there's any way.
51.8%.
Do you remember it at
all?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they get into some of that math stuff. I mean, I scored like 0 in whatever that part of the test was.
51% of people said that they could score a 19. Those are your Ruskin and Zach. X polls are brought to you by Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale. 479-225-8809 for all of your heat and air needs.
19. Oh, wow.
I know a kid in Russellville. Aiden Daniels, I think he's taken it twice and got 2 perfect scores. And I think he's been the Quiz Bowl MVP 4 straight years. They did it again Saturday. Russellville.
Yeah, Norfolk. I mean, you're a state champion.
They did something like that. But Russellville, I mean, they have been just smoking hot.
Yeah.
You watch it on public television.
Sorry. I watched it. Clay, I want to be the quizmaster
quiz
one
bowl?
Day. Yes, of course. I want to be the quizmaster someday. Yeah.
Well, you would not want to play against this kid.
No, he just wants to ask the questions.
He's going to be, what do they call it, honors fellow at the university in engineering.
Whoa. Wow.
Clay, none of us would know.
Money in college. He's got a better
deal. None of us would know that. Honors fellow. I don't know what the hell that means.
We're not honors fellows.
It's a journalism major. We don't have those.
I don't think you can be an honors fellow in journalism.
I don't think there's any way. They put people like me in journalism and say, here, they pat you on the head. They give you a piece of paper on the way out. Thanks for your donation.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Keep your space feeling comfortable this summer with help from Menards. The Denali Air 6000 BTU window air conditioner has a 3-speed cooling system with remote control, allowing you to control the temperature of your space from anywhere in the room. You call the shots with auto and eco mode to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Stop by in-store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money.